It is 8:23, and there's something quite alarming that is going on with Lifelight aircraft at the moment. They've been targeted by people with lasers, so pointing lasers at them. Wanted to find out more, of course, when I heard about this morning. So on the line right now, we have Brian Guthrie, Director of Aeromedical Services for Lifelight. Mate, how are you?
Mate, very well, thank you.
So this is quite alarming. What's going on?
It is really alarming, alarming for us, our crews, and obviously the safety of patients, ultimately, as well. So really alarming. We've had four laser strikes in the last number of days. Really dangerous sort of stuff.
So what actually, I don't know if there's an increase in this kind of behaviour during school holidays, you know, just kids having a lark, that kind of thing. But what actually happens to the pilot when there's a laser that is shone at them?
Yeah, it's blinding, ultimately, and that's the easiest way to describe it. It's like shining a torch in someone's eyes at night. Our pilots and crew are highly trained individuals, but when they can't see, it's very hard for them to do their job. So, you know, that sort of stuff, just really, really dangerous stuff for us, mate.
Obviously, it goes without saying, we should be saying, hey, just cut it out. It's a ridiculous behaviour. But is there anything else that can be said in order to get people to understand?
Yeah, well, I'd hope that's all we'd have to say, but, I mean, it's still happening. It's not just in the Toowoomba area. It's happening in other regions, but more recently for us, it's been in the Toowoomba area, so it's a federal offence, you know. So we notify CASA, who's the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. We notify the police. You know, it's got to stop, Hamish, and that's the only way. If that's the only way we can stop it, you know, that's what we've got to do.
So are we talking about major fines or jail time if they're caught?
Yeah, fines up to 2 years jail. You know, we don't want it to get to that. We just want people to stop doing it. You know, it's just unsafe behaviour. And really, it's risking the safety of our crew and the patients that we've got on board. So, you know, we're there to help people. We want to continue to do that, and we don't want to compromise the safety of our crew or the community when we're doing it.
I really, when I found out this was happening, I just do not understand why anybody would think that it is fun to do when you guys are out there doing a service, you are saving lives, and there are just idiots out there that are shining lasers at you.
Exactly our thoughts, mate. So we really hope it stops, and if a message can get out there to say, look, if anyone's even contemplating it, just don't, because it puts and compromises safety. And stops us doing our job. You know, our job's there to save people and help the community, and that's what we want to continue to do.
All right, mate. Well, thank you very much for taking my call this morning. Let's hope it stops.
Thanks, Hamish.
Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.